Canto 4, page 58. Impervious to desire and doom and hope, their station of inviolable might, moveless upholds the world's enormous task. Its ignorance is by their knowledge lit, its yearning lasts by their indifference. As the height draws the low ever to climb, as the breaths draw the small to adventure vast, their aloofness drives man to surpass himself. Our passion heaves to wed the eternal's calm, our dwarf search mind to meet the omniscient's light, our helpless hearts to enshrine the omnipotent's force, acquiescing in the wisdom that made hell, and the harsh utility of death and tears, acquiescing in the gradual steps of time. Careless they seem of the grief that stings the world's heart, careless of the pain that rends its body and life. Above joy and sorrow is that grandiose walk. They have no portion in the good that dies. Mute, pure, they share not in the evil done. Else might their strength be marred and could not save. Alive to the truth that dwells in God's extremes, awake to a motion of all-seeing force, the slow outcome of the long ambiguous years, and the unexpected good from woeful deeds, the immortal sees not as we vainly see. He looks on hidden aspects and screened powers. He knows the law and natural line of things, undriven by a brief life's will to act, unharassed by the spur of pity and fear. He makes no haste to unite the cosmic knot or the world's torn, jarring heart to reconcile. In time he waits for the eternal's heart, yet a spiritual secret aid is there. While a tardy evolution's coils wind on, and nature hews her way through adamant, a divine intervention thrones above. Alive in a dead rotating universe, we whirl not here upon a casual globe, abandoned to a task beyond our force, even through the tangled anarchy called fate, and through the bitterness of death and fall, an outstretched hand is felt upon our lives. It is near us in unnumbered bodies and births. In its unslackening grasp it keeps for us safe the one inevitable supreme result. No will can take away and no doom change the crown of conscious immortality the Godhead promised to us struggling souls when first man's heart dared to death and suffered life. One who has shaped this world is ever its Lord. Our error are his steps upon the way. He works through the fierce vicissitudes of our lives. He works through the hard breath of battle and toil. He works through our sins and sorrows and our tears. His knowledge overrules our nescience. Whatever the appearance we must bear, whatever our strong ills and present fate, when nothing we can see but drift and bale, a mighty guidance leads us still through all. After we have served this great divided world, God's bliss and oneness are our inborn right. A date is fixed in the calendar of the unknown, an anniversary of the birth sublime. Our soul shall justify its checkered walk. All will come near that now is not or far. These calm and distant mights shall act at last, immovably ready for their destined task. The ever-wise, compassionate brilliances await the sound of the incarnate's voice to leap and bridge the chasms of ignorance and heal the hollow, yearning gulfs of life and fill the abyss that is the universe.